Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Throat warm-ups. Welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. ALCS Game 4, and Yankee fans are panicking. There's no rules in the fandom anymore. Coming for throats, not here. Nice friendly pregame show. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. My name is John Boy, and Jake is actually in Nashville working on his latest album. Jake, how you doing?
Well, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna
fuck that horse.
Yeah, it's a killer to get studio time down here. Yeah, down in Nash, Vegas, just fighting off any Cardinals fans that said, "Hey, my team didn't suck." Well, they did big time. And yeah, the Vanity reunion. Yeah, how'd you after the two losses. It's unbelievable. These Yankees blew two games to the two best pitchers in baseball, one they could have won in extras. And you're right. I mean, Yankee fans are freaking out a little bit. Not sure if you updated the lineups on my side, but I still have yesterday's Severino lineup. I don't know if it's too late for that.
What about hello, now, upgrader. Dumb shit?
Okay. And, man, I'm excited. I think my biggest mainstay was game one was the Yankees needed to win it because they were playing Justin Verlander and Gerrit Cole after. Game two, must win for the Astros because they couldn't go down 0-2 heading back to the Bronx. Game three kind of wasn't a must win for either team. Like, it was like, okay, the Yankees are going home. Are they just going to be straight mean there? Is Gerrit Cole dominant? Kind of ended up somewhere in the middle. Houston wins, but it very much makes game four a must win for the Yankees. Because you have to win the Grinky days, you have to win the bullpen days, and the goal is to split Cole and JV one out of four times, if that's where the Yankees are. So I'm feeling good. Tanaka versus Grinky. How are you feeling about things?
I'm just ready for the game to start and the noise to stop. That's how I'm feeling. Yeah. I'm sick of everyone on Twitter turning into the worst version of a WFAN caller.
Hey, I'm just calling in because here's my thing. Do you think Judge is left-handed? Because I don't like some of his swings.
All right, hey, Mike, what about starting Voit? He looked real good at the last half of the season. He's not injured at all, and he's getting constant at-bats versus major league pitchers. Why don't you just throw him in there, and he'll do real well? That's a real opinion a lot of people have. Just start Voit. Magic dust everywhere. Oh, Voit's not injured anymore. Voit's been getting four at-bats every day. Voit's healthy. Voit didn't go 1-for-38 to end the season. Let's just start Voit. Magic dust. Shut up.
Cashman and Boone can put these bums on the IL tomorrow, and we could have Quint, Wade, Voit, and Ford in the lineup. Who's running this team anymore?
I swear, man, it's like a terrible version of trade deadline on WFAN.
Steinbrenner, the real George Steinbrenner, is not alive.
Yeah. Well, okay. The Stanton situation is super weird. I've tweeted my thoughts on it a ton. He's not in the lineup today. If you take him out of off the roster, you lose him for the rest of the way. If they win today, that guarantees a game six, Jake, which guarantees a warm weather game, which guarantees another day. So if they win today and Stanton's good to DH tomorrow, which we know is true, then there's no point in taking him off the roster for Wade, who can pinch run a little bit better than Maben can pinch run. It just doesn't make sense. It's like if you had the scale of risk-reward, like it just doesn't make any sense. Now, if we lose today, then back's against the wall, and you need to do everything you can to win the game, and maybe it makes more sense tomorrow to bring Wade for that infield defense pinch run and all that stuff. But it makes no sense to ditch Stanton when he's hitting bombs in batting practice and just can't really run, but he can still swing for whatever's left. It might only be two games. Hope not. But it still doesn't make sense for a maybe pinch run. And then we have the crazies saying, well, just start Talkman and Voit. Like, they haven't been injured and out. It's nuts. So
no,
that's my full thoughts.
I had a logical fan DM me and say, like, a genuine, like, should we not have Wade over Edwin right now? And it's like, whoa. And they're a logical person, and they came around, and they were like, I was like, what? I mean, how do you think Tyler Wade would be hitting in this series? and Jim, I think the bigger thing is what it's circling towards, and I cranked out some of the numbers, and I can dig them out if we want, but the Yankees supporting cast hasn't done anything. LeMahieu, Judge, and Glaber are having great series. The three guys that you probably looked at the lineup coming in and be like, yeah, those dudes. Everybody else is doing nothing.
Yeah, and let's get into the Yankees lineup, because I like the lineup today. I was tweeting about how over the course of 162, I don't think lineup is that important at all. You just need to hit. But in small games, everything's heightened in the postseason. And if you listen to our post-game recap of the last game, I thought Cole was given a gift with Gardner behind Judge and Didi behind Glaber, because our two hottest and best hitters, they were easy to pitch around. Judge got one pitch in the zone. Glaber got walked twice. So protect those guys. So I like Edwin behind Glaber. It's still Glaber. Edwin has to hit, but I still think it's a little more protection than what Didi, they weren't scared of Didi at all. They literally gave him first pitch fastballs, and Didi's just popping them out. One was deep, but still. And then Hicks slides up to three, which is something we said. Like, if you love that lefty so much, maybe try Hicks. He's seeing the ball real well, and he's made contact twice. It's hard, but maybe it just won't be an automatic walk Judge.
Yeah.
Or pitch around Judge.
Because, Hicks has had a couple good at-bats, but I think they still pitch around Judge if that's an option, just to see what Hicks has got. Because Hicks still hasn't – does Hicks have a hit?
No, he's got two walks. He's got two walks and the one hard hit ball that he kind of stunned to down the line or whatever. But, yeah, no, right. It's still not a threat. Like, Glaber at three still probably would have been my move with Edwin at four.
Yeah. Because
then you have Glaber protecting Judge. That's still my favorite lineup, but I think it's better than Gardy being there.
Yeah.
I was fine with Gardy at three, too. So we'll see. Could not like this tomorrow, but as of right now, I like the way they did it. A lot of people don't like that it's Edwin, Gardner, Gary right in the middle there, three guys that aren't hitting. And I get that, but they got to hit, man. Otherwise, we're not going far anyway. Like, one of them has to step up.
That's the problem with the whole second half of this Yankees lineup. Like, Gio Urshela has been okay. He had a late solo homer in a game that was already a blowout against a pitcher that was pitching low leverage and won't see a high leverage situation this series. Otherwise, the whole second third of the Yankees lineup has been dead. So it kind of doesn't matter which way you put them in there. Somebody's got to do something. Whether it's Gardy finding the porch, Edwin feeding off his double from the other game, can Gary lock in? And again, it almost sounds like sour grapes, but Didi gave us our best chance yesterday. Didi was 4.5 feet away from hitting the 3-run homer that would have given us the lead at the time, I believe. So someone's got to do it. Maybe these 20-mile-per-hour winds will help. Maybe they'll hurt. Where are you at with the weather?
I'm excited for this game.
Okay.
But I'm nervous because anything can happen. Remember Todd Frazier's home run?
Yeah.
We might get like one of those because I think the wind's blowing straight out, right? 20 miles per hour straight out?
Yeah, that's what it's saying. It'll be interesting to see how much of a factor that is. And I know exactly what you're saying. Normally, we'd be super excited about this. We'd be like, I'd be over here saying like, yo, cranky, wind blowing out, a must-win game for us.
But it's just like, another element. It's another element we can't control.
It's something we don't control. So right now on Talking Stros, they're saying, yeah, I could see Brantley and Alvarez both catching one and getting hot. And speaking of the Astros lineup, Jim.
Yes. Did I even give the Yankees lineup?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yeah, that's how we did that whole conversation.
Yeah, I don't think I said it, though.
Ooh.
I mean, DJ's leading up. Let me say it, and does it ring a bell? DJ's leading off, because I have to sit up and read it. I don't think I did this. DJ is leading off playing first base. Aaron Judge batting second, playing right field. Aaron Hicks slides into the three hole, playing center field. Gleyber Torres at second base, cleaning up. Edwin Encarnacion behind him at the DH. Brett Gardner, left field. Gary Sanchez, center catcher. And Gio Urshela playing third base. Didi at short. Tanaka on the bump. Masahiro.
And for the Astros, center fielder George Springer, second baseman Jose Altuve, left fielder Michael Brantley, third baseman Alex Bregman, batting fifth, playing first, Yuli Gurriel, DHing Yordan Alvarez, seventh, Carlos Correa, eighth, Robinson Chirinos behind the dish, and your right fielder Josh Reddick gets the start again after going solo tank job 2 days ago, excuse me, with Zach, a.k.a. Donald Grinke, on the mound today.
Is he from the South? Why does he go by his middle name?
Couple questions that feel not fully related. I don't know.
It's like a Southern Baptist thing to go by your middle name. Like all the Averett brothers go by their middle name, and there's like your Christian name, and then your like name.
Sure.
But I don't think he's from the South. He's from Florida. Apopka High School.
Apopka. Wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Orlando. Okay.
That makes sense. He's a swamp guy.
Don't associate with those kind of people.
Live in Florida but don't have access to the ocean. Suck it, Magic Sam.
Swim in the ocean, hear me now. What do you think about the Stros?
Yeah, I don't know. It's Tanaka versus them. See if Tanaka can do it again. I have faith in Tanaka. I do at some point think we're like playing against the odds here with how good he's been. And that scares me a little bit. But hey, I mean, this game comes down to it. The Yankees, I don't know if they're favorites, but they should be favorites. And they should win this game. And if you don't win this game, then sadness abounds. And we're just not a good team. Good enough.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to win this game.
You have to see something early. The stadium will be another level, and we can point to the 4 o'clock start, and that's a whole conversation about fandom and why were the games scheduled that way. It was a mistake. Garrett Cole also really good, and we beat ourselves and they beat us, so you can't really harp on that. The stadium will be another level tonight. Like I said, the two must-win games in this series have been by the teams that must win them, because these are great teams. I think we're going to see this again. You know, I've been on a Grinke, I was going to say a pavement roller. I don't, that sentence doesn't work though. I don't know
what that means.
I still don't. And since 2015, Grinke in the playoffs, I think he's 18 innings to the tune of like a 7.85 ERA. Yeah, it's not a huge body of work, but it's what we have. Yankees get another shot at him in the stadium. I mean, I have confidence in the lineup. I have confidence in Tanaka. What would be a real dagger is if Tanaka can give up one early and we won't be devastated if he gives up one run. If they get a two or something on the board, that would be devastating as Yankee fans, just because Tanaka's been so good. But it's crazy good in the playoffs. He's never given up more than two earned runs in a playoff start. And I just think you know, we have to. It's a must win. Like, even if the Astros are the better team this series, like, this is a game you can't let by you if you're the New York Yankees and you've had this incredible season.
Yeah, you have to win this game. Ow, this hurt my hand.
Okay.
Damn. Approach versus Grinke.
I mean, really, they won game one. They didn't, like, Greinke had a quote-unquote, he had a quality start, six innings pitched, three earned runs. Like, it's not like they blew Greinke up. They definitely were swinging early, attacking early. We've seen that every game. They did it against Verlander. They did it against Cole. They did it against Greinke. I think they're going to do it again tonight versus Greinke. I hope the stadium is loud, man. If you can get in Keuchel's head, you should be able to get in Greinke's head. And Keuchel admitted, you know, it's a tough atmosphere, you know. It's overwhelming. So if you're going to the game, it's like by law. It should be standing only. I don't get why it wasn't in game four.
And yeah, it's going to be rocking. It's a night game in the Bronx. And yeah, maybe that's a little mini what to watch for. I mean, maybe Tank's first inning becomes a little more important than it normally is because you don't want to give them the, like, oh, here we go again feeling or anything like that. But yeah, man, I don't know. It's the rematch of game one. Greinke's final line does end up looking better than it was. I mean, he allowed seven hits, two home runs, a couple balls to the track that I think with the wind blowing and at the stadium today could be something. And, yeah, I mean, they just have to. Put up or shut up.
Put up or shut up.
Put up or shut up.
I don't know. You got anything you're watching for? This is the second time we're seeing these pitchers, so there's not much stats to throw at you that we haven't already thrown at you. I'm excited for Tanaka. Who do you think will be the X factor tonight? I have Edwin going off.
Yeah, Papa Edwin got that double. It would be really cool if that sparks him. I think I'm going to go Jim. Going back to something that worked for us in the regular season. How about the G's? Guardy, Gary, Gio. These guys actually have solid numbers against Zach Greinke. I think the three of them combined have a .333 batting average. I want to say it's 6 for 16 or whatever the math is. It's not a math pod. It's a mod pod. You have to know this by now. But I really think, like, that second half of the Yankees lineup at this point, you have to do something. Like, think about what you just said. Like, people are talking about Mike Tauchman. People are talking about Wade. I had Clint Frazier come up today. Like, no, these guys, I swear on my life. Swear on my life. So at some point, these guys need to put up and shut up. A couple of these guys have had real special years. I just think it's time.
What's your favorite endangered species?
Ooh, favorite endangered species. Is the white rhino still endangered? Did they go extinct?
Good answer.
Extinct, good not answer. Instinct.
They have good instincts for sure.
What's yours?
Koala. They sleep a lot. They carry chlamydia. They're like your ex.
Are they endangered?
Yeah, they're endangered. Yes.
Oh.
Okay. Wow.
White rhino, second largest land mammal. Last is your ex-girlfriend.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Not even that's supposed to be well, here.
That's 50 First Dates is my favorite rom-com. We'll circle back on that later.
Okay. Yeah, I got Edwin popping off. He needs to. Otherwise, he loses his spot to Stanton tomorrow with the DH. If Stanton can DH. If Edwin looks awful, pinch run. Pinch hit Stanton. In late games, pinch run Maben. It's a possibility. You burn your whole bench, but it's a possibility.
It's possible. Could pay off.
Get to Greinke early, man. You know everyone's saying, oh, you got four games in a row. That's bad for the Yankees bullpen. Well, I'm looking you square in the eye. Get to Greinke early. Make it bad for their bullpen. Make them throw a ton of people.
And they, you know, game
get Cole
six.
Sick. Put eye drops in his water bottle. I mean, Verlander, before game five. Get him out of the game early. Shit himself on the national stage. Embarrass himself. Everyone's so laughing at him. All of the Yankee Stadium. And then they have to throw their bullpen again because of the eye drop shit. So then, I mean, just plans are being made.
Yeah, and just I mean, if you could get, blow out the Astros so you could pitch Tyler Lyons today for the final three, and then problem solved. Got to keep the bullpen fresh.
No, I'm expecting a close game. I'm expecting a kind of a wild game with the wins. I'm not going to tell you where I have this landing at, Jake.
Right.
I'll write it down, okay?
What do you think the over-under is, Jim?
Well, I think it's going to be higher because of these wins. I'm writing down my final score now. We have to do the homer draft first. I just don't want you to see it, okay?
Okay, that's fine. None of us care. Okay. So let's do the homer draft.
It's the homer draft.
Homer draft now.
Everybody
now.
Everybody now. Homer draft. Jake, do you have first pick? No, I do. I do. Okay, this is getting interesting. I cannot take Judge, Gary, DJ, Gardner, or Hicks.
Still have Gleyber. Or Cameron Maybin, if you were trying to go deep tracks off the line.
I still have Gleyber available to me. You don't have Gleyber available to you, so I'm not going to choose Gleyber. So. What's that?
Nothing. I was just telling the people listening that I'm the only guy with homer draft points this series currently.
I'm just trying to make my first pick a smart one, someone that you can't pick.
Right.
But it doesn't matter because both guys I want, you have already chosen. I'm taking Edwin and Gleyber.
I like it. I like it, Jim. Great picks by you.
Thanks, Jake.
No problem, man. Like, not at all. Like, doesn't even matter. Like, not important. Yeah. I will be going Brett Gardner.
Okay.
We've been waiting for his magic swing at the stadium. Today seems as fine a day as every other. And how about a guy in that G unit who would have had another one if he was at the stadium? Gio Urshela is one of the only guys given half okay at bats down there.
And you really didn't have many other to choose from. You could have gone Didi, and that's it.
No, I've taken Didi. I could have taken Hicks
or Gio.
I think there was one other guy. We're about done. Round one through the homer draft.
So who did I choose? Edwin and Gleyber.
Yeah.
I'll have their hats.
Damn, that's nice. Oh, I could have taken him in the homer draft. I was gonna take him, and then I audibled to Gio.
Gio, you think Judge comes through?
Be cool. I mean, that's maybe that's a little secret what to watch for there. We've seen it around spring training. We've seen it around regular games. Aaron Judge, Derek Jeter, they had these effects on the Yankees and the fans that is just another level. A Judge home run can literally turn things up to 11.
Oh, yeah. A Judge home run and people start going crazy, man.
What do you think the over-under is in this game?
I think it's 9. I think they don't like playoff cranky, and I think the high wins, they're expecting some craziness.
I'll guess 8.5. 8.5 boom roasted. Eat a bug.
What did I say?
9.
No, I said 9 minus half.
Oh, my bad. Then you did great. I'll take the loss. I'm going over. This feels like the crazy game, right?
Yeah, it feels like a crazy game to me. My final score prediction was 7-5 Yankees.
Oh, dude, mine was 7-5 Yankees.
Okay, we tied.
No, I've got it 8-2.
Yankees?
Sessa for the final two innings.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's bold, Jake.
Yeah.
That says not bold. Really. Says bold.
Adovino. I didn't want to say that name this pregame show, but.
Yeah. Yeah, you think this is going to get worn?
Wow. I hope so.
I hope so, too. You see this one?
If he goes in, you have to throw it on.
You see this one?
Oh, that's a good hat.
It cracks me up.
Can you make me a deal right now?
Yeah.
For me and the pregame show people.
Uh-huh.
If Adam Adovino comes in, you have to put the hat on. You have to film yourself, and you have to pretend you're like Nick Turturro.
No. Dude, he keeps...
And if he's bad, you have to freak out like Nicky T would.
You see, he was right behind the dugout with Spike
Lee. Or if he does good, you go, where's that been all season, Ottavino? Or all the series.
Yeah. Enough of this guy! He's a bum! I will be doing a lot of hat stuff on my Periscope.
Nice. That's good.
That's good. Okay.
And you guys thought I was going to be the silly hat guy this episode. Wrong.
Wrong. All right. That's the end of the pregame show. I hope we win. Otherwise, we will be sad. If they lose this game, I'll be a sad, sad sack. I'll be a sad puddle. Puddle of mud. She fucking hates me. Jake, what are your final words?
Porch.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.